just one last ta'ara, and that is, we had another machloikis in this braisa between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and that is, we know b'nissan nigalu, but when is the geula asida going to happen? So Rabbi Eliezer said, b'nissan nigalu b'tishrei asidin ligayel. Rabbi Yeshua said, b'nissan nigalu b'nissan asidin ligayel. The Vilna Gaon, in his pirish on Tikune Zayar, and it's brought in the Sefer Stei Eliyahu, the Torah of the Vilna Gaon, the Likud al Shas. But on this Gemara, they bring from the Bir Hagrola Tikune Zayar Mem Vav Beis, that the Vilna Gaon said, there's Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer said, B'tishrei Asidin Ligal. Rabbi Shua said, B'nissan Asidin Ligal. So he said, ordinarily, if there's a Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. But when it comes to this Machlokes, Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chaim. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. The Gaon said that the Aschala of the Geula, that schalt of the geula is going to happen in Chodesh Tishrei, but the geula asida, the ultimate geula, that's going to happen in Chodesh Nisan. So it's elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. On one level, b'nisan nigalu b'tishrei asidim ligal, and on another level, it's b'nisan nigalu and b'nisan asidim ligal. It's just elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. On some level, it's going to happen b'tishrei, and another level, it's going to happen b'nisan. The truth is that it was mavur in the braisa, everybody agreed that the Shibut of Mitzrayim ended in Chodesh Tishrei, but Yitzias Mitzrayim, of course, didn't happen until Chodesh Nisan. So that Yitzias Mitzrayim also seemed to happen in two shlavim. It happened in two stages. The Shibut was Pascha, Chodesh Tishrei, and then finally it left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan. We know the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that Geulas Mitzrayim is the Av for all the geulois. It's a microcosm of the way all geulois are going to happen. So Geulas Mitzrayim happened in two stages, and the two stages were Tishrei and Nisan. So Lefi the Grod's beautiful. It's Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. The geula is going to happen in two stages as well. It's going to happen in Tishrei, like Rabbi Eliezer said, b'Tishrei asidim ligal, and then the ultimate geula is going to happen in Nisan, like Rabbi Yeshua said, b'Nisan asidim ligal. So I know we just spoke this out very recently, but I think it's kedai to say it over again. And that's a beautiful vart that I heard from Rabbi Michal Steif Shlita. He told me he heard this once from his Hele Gezeide, Rabbi Yonis and Steif. He said this in a drasha. The Gemara says in Masech Tizbeya, Dav Vav Amar Aleph, that mi mois Ezra ve'elach lo matzinu elo mu'ubra. We know that a month can be made up of either 29 days or it can be made up of 30 days. These are the sugyas that are coming, Yetz Hashem, in the next couple of days. We're going to get very, very much into it. But we know a month could be either 29 days or 30 days. Rav Chinen Bar Kahana said in the name of Rav and Be'ed Avav, Mi Mois Ezra Ve'elach, Loi Matzinu Elo Mo'ober. The Chodesh Elo was never Mo'ober. Meaning from the times of Ezra, literally. That's how long. Chodesh Elo was always 29 days. It was never 30 days. Rav Yonis and Steib said that there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Sholchu Mitam. They sent a memo from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And they told Mar Ukva, he was the Reish Kalusa at the time in Bavel, Adar Asamach LeNisan, LeOilam Chaser. The Chodesh Adar that precedes Nisan, meaning, if there's one Adar, so it's Adar. And if there's two Adars, Adar Beis. The one that's closer to Nisan, LeOilam Chaser, it's also LeOilam Chaser. It's always 29 days. Every month can be either Malay or it could be Chaser. But there's 2 months that Chazal had a Mesoira with LeOilam Chaser. Mi Mois Ezra ve'elach le'matzino elo me'uber, El was always Chaser. And Sholchu Leila Marukva, Adar Asamach le'Nisan, LeOilam Chaser. The Adar that comes before Nisan is LeOilam Chaser. So why those 2 months? So Rabbi Yonis and Steif said, because we know the Gemara says b'nisan nigalu b'tishrei asidim ligal, b'nisan nigalu b'nisan asidim ligal, and lefi the Gra that we just spoke out, elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. The Chodesh Tishrei is a Chodesh of Be'ita. It's a Chodesh of Geula. And Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh of Be'ita. It's also a Chodesh of Geula. So the Yid and Bezdin wanted that when we're holding so close to Chodesh Tishrei, the Chodesh of Geula, we're not going to add another day to Elul. Loi matzino Elul Mu'uber, because we want to bring the Geula as quickly as we possibly can. And as a result, don't push it off another day. You're going to make a 30th day Elul. Bring Rosh Chodesh already. Why? Because it's Chodesh Tishrei. And Chodesh Tishrei is the Chodesh chaydish of the geula. And the same thing was chaydish Nisan. Adar asamach le Nisan is la'olam chaser. Because when it came to the end of chaydish Adar, and the Yidden felt chaydish Nisan coming, and this is the chaydish of achaydish azalachem, it's the chaydish of all the madregos, but specifically it's the chaydish of ben Nisan nigalu ben Nisan asidin ligo, with the ultimate geula. The shlemus of the geula is going to happen. So again, it was during that month the Yidden didn't want to be ma'abrit. They didn't want to add another day. Every single month could be malei or chaser. But the months that precede Tishrei and Nisan, Elul, and Adar Asamach LeNisan are La'olam Chaser. Said Rabbi Yonis and Steif, why? Because those are the months of Geula, and you don't push off the Geula. These are the Zmanim of Be'ita, but there's an Achishenu in the Be'ita. If we could bring that Be'ita a little bit faster, we're not going to push it off another day. And that's why Mimais Ezra Ve'elach Le'matzinu Elam Ubers, it should be Tishrei already, bring the month of Geula, and that's why Adar Asamach LeNisan La'olam Chaser. We don't want to push off Chodesh Nisan another day. Let it be already the month of Ben Nisan Asidin Ligal.